Chapter 4, The Great Umbrella Stampede. The runaway umbrellas bounced down Walnut Lane like a herd of very dramatic mushrooms. "After them!" cried Mama, charging ahead with her personal rain cloud still following her. Nutty and Papa raced after the umbrella stampede while the machine kept sputtering in the picnic field. Every few seconds, it blasted out another weather mistake. A warm breeze hit the bakery. A pile of autumn leaves landed on the library roof. A tiny rainbow flashed inside the hardware store and startled Mr. Mole into buying 6 garden hoses he did not need. Tony blew his whistle. "Loose umbrellas! Loose umbrellas!" This announcement made no practical difference, but it felt responsible. The umbrellas rolled past the post office, swept through the fountain square, and spun straight toward the bandstand, just as the Junior Kazoo Orchestra began its afternoon performance. The first umbrella popped open, then 6 more, then all of them. Whoomph! Suddenly, the whole street was full of bouncing open umbrellas skittering along the cobblestones like polite but determined jellyfish. Children cheered. Grown-ups ducked. Papa jumped and caught one with each paw, and one somehow with his tail. "I have never felt more useful," he shouted. Back at the picnic field, the machine made a noise like a teapot sneezing. Nutty skidded to a stop. "It's building to something!" "That is not a comforting sentence," yelled Mrs. Hedgehog. Nutty studied the gauges. The breeze meter was spinning. The cloud cone was jammed. The sunshine dial was blinking the word "whoops" in little yellow letters. "I need to shut it down," he said. Grandma handed him the wrench. "Use the main bolt, not the rainbow whistle." "Why not the rainbow whistle?" "Because I do not trust anything named after its own side effect." Nutty scrambled up the ladder as wind, drizzle, and confused sunshine fought overhead. Mama arrived, soaked on one side and dusty on the other. Papa stacked captured umbrellas in a pile. Tony held the ladder steady. The whole town looked up. Nutty reached the top and put the wrench on the giant wobble bolt. The machine shook. The sky wiggled. The little rain cloud over Mama's head made one final rude sploosh. "Now, Nutty!" shouted everyone. Nutty tightened the bolt. The machine shuddered, whistled, bonked, and shut off. Instantly, the wind settled. The snow stopped. The fog lifted. The sun slid behind a regular, ordinary cloud like it had been there the whole time. The town stood in surprised silence. Then one slow, natural breeze moved through the trees. It flipped exactly one napkin. Papa smiled. "That one seems reasonable."